It's a joy to be here this morning and a privilege to spend time with you. And it's a joy to have my mom and sister here as well. So what I want to share this morning is light in the darkness. And the inspiration for this actually came when I was hiking up in Lake Superior Provincial Park at Orphan Lake. And I sat down by the lake, and I'd been praying for a while what the Lord wanted me to speak on. And it was a very gray and gloomy, depressing day. And I sat down by the lake, and there's these big dark clouds. And the clouds right over Orphan Lake split, and there was this ray of light that came and shone on the lake, and it was like gold sparkles in that one spot on the lake. And I just felt at that time, and God had been speaking to me about light, that God had something to say about his light in our dark world. We live in a dark world, don't we? There are many dark and difficult things that are happening globally, in our community, and maybe even in some of your lives. We as women love safety and security, at least I do. And we can easily feel like the weight of the world is on our shoulders. At Christmas, we sing of peace on earth, silent nights, all those good songs that are lovely and beautiful. I love them. I start playing Christmas music in like October. But this Christmas, the circumstances that you may be experiencing and the world that surrounds you may seem anything but peaceful or ideal. You may even be walking through a time in your life that feels dark, lonely, unstable, or you may be afraid as you look ahead to the future. These things may not describe you as well, but wherever you find yourself this morning, be assured that there is a God who knows you and who longs to shine his light on you, revealing himself as Emmanuel, God with us. So this morning we're going to walk through some beautiful truths from darkness to light, from the beginning of time to now, to give us a perspective of hope as we enter the weeks leading up to Christmas. Hope not just for ourselves, but hope that we can share to those around us as well. We're going to go back to the beginning, before anything was made, when darkness, as it says in Genesis, hovered over the face of the deep. We're going to take a little trip back through time, from darkness to light, to get a picture of what this means for us today at almost Christmas 2023. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. It tells us in Genesis 1:1-4. At the beginning of creation, God brought light into the darkness, into the physical darkness that was hovering over the face of the deep. In the light, God created the expanse of heaven, the seas, the dry land, the vegetation, the lights of heaven, the sun, the moon, the stars, the living creatures, the birds, sea creatures, and livestock. And then he made the crown of his creation, man and woman. In his image and after his likeness, he created us to be his image bearers. God, the God who spoke the world into existence, walked with man and woman, Adam and Eve, in Eden, the garden of God. 1 John 1:5 tells us that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Adam and Eve got to walk with the God of light in fellowship and intimacy. But then, something happened. Sin entered the world through a single act of disobedience. Darkness. Spiritual darkness entered the world for the first time, and it would affect every human being to be born from that time on. Genesis 6:5 tells us that the wickedness of man grew great on the earth, and every intention of his heart was only evil continually. For the next approximately 4,000 years, the world would groan in darkness, the darkness of men's hearts. Wars, murder, national and international strife, family and marital conflicts, abuse, sexual sin, terror, violence, oppression, distress, and hunger. And the list goes on. We see it on the news all the time. Darkness and hopelessness. During these thousands of years, there were prophets among the people of Israel who were proclaiming that there was one who would come, who would bring light, who would be the light, who would restore man's broken relationship with God and shatter the darkness. After 4,000 years, the right time had come for the word which was spoken through the prophets to come to pass. One of those prophets was Isaiah, and he spoke of the one to come who would bring light into the darkness and change men and women's hearts and make them new. Who was this one to come? I want you to just listen as I read from the book of Isaiah. You can close your eyes if you want to, and just picture the story. Many of you will be familiar with the words, places, and phrases that are used, but some of you will not be familiar, and that's okay. Listen as we read God's word and find out who this one is who came to bring light in the darkness. Sorry, my hair's driving me crazy. I won't stay back. Isaiah 9, 1-9. But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, and those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them a light has shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder and the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Who was this one to come? The child to be born, who would be the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Another prophet, Micah, prophesied in Micah 5:2, saying, "But as for you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will come forth for me to be ruler in Israel. His times of coming forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity." Jesus was that one, the Lord Jesus, who came humbly as a baby with all the needs that a baby has. How humbling. Finally, after 4,000 years of darkness, defeat, and despair, of the world wallowing in sin. The one, the only one who could do anything about the darkness problem shows up. God in human flesh. Here's something amazing. 1 Timothy 6:16 says that God dwells in an unapproachable light whom no one has seen or can see. We could not come before this holy God. We were not able to see him, to come into his presence where he dwells in unapproachable light. Why? Because he is so other than us. He is a holy God, and we are sinful people. We broke the communion and fellowship we had with God in the Garden of Eden through sin. There was no way we could do enough good to get back into right relationship with him. God knew we could not get to him, that we could not be holy enough to come into his presence. But because of love, what we celebrate at Christmas time, sing about, and focus on at this time of year, love caused God to lay aside his glory and wrap himself in flesh so that we could know him, see him, touch him, and walk in relationship with him again. This is the one who was born in Bethlehem. The God of unapproachable light, laying aside his glory to come into the darkness for us. I like how that video put it. Got his fingers sticky for us. Jesus, the light of the world, was born in insignificant Bethlehem. He lived, he died, and he rose again from the dead. He ascended, and then he sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in those who would receive him. And to them, he gave the right, or we could say privilege or authority, to be the children of God, to whomever will believe in his name. In Jesus declaring himself to be the light of the world, he was claiming that he is the only source of spiritual light. John 8:12 records this. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Those who come to Jesus will never walk in spiritual darkness. He invites us to come. He came so that we might have life and have it abundantly. It tells us in John 10, verse 10. Do you know this one who stepped into the darkness so that you could have light and life? If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the invitation is to you. Jesus didn't just come as a baby and stay that way, as we often picture Christmas time. He is a risen and conquering king. The king who has all authority over darkness because he's already conquered the darkness. He conquered that darkness on the cross when he suffered the wrath of God for your sin instead of you and my sin instead of me. God's word says that all have sinned and fallen short of his glory. It's kind of a weird phrase to us, maybe. What does it mean to fall short of God's glory? It means we're lawbreakers. Our sin in thoughts, word, and deed that oppose God's law and heart are a violation of God's holiness. Lawbreakers are guilty before a judge. Many countries, I looked this up, actually have a death sentence for lawbreaking. There's quite a long list. I didn't know that, but there is. But we also have a death sentence over us, a spiritual death sentence, if we are outside of the light of God. So what hope do we have? Love. God loved you. How? By Jesus, God's one and only Son, receiving the full wrath of God on the cross that you and I deserved. He took our condemnation, the consequences of separation from God that you and I deserved. And he lets us walk into the light if we will receive him. Free. Nothing we can do. It's a gift. No more guilt. No more shame. No more darkness. Today, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, Lord, and God, you can walk into his light. You can know him and the freedom that he brings. He can shatter the darkness in your life and make your heart new. You are welcomed to come. If you do know Jesus, you have a light to shine to those who don't know him yet. And you also have light to shine to those who do know him, to encourage and to strengthen and to build up your brothers and sisters in Christ. We are so close to Christmas, and those around us in our incredibly materialistic, dark culture have no idea what Christmas is about. We have the light of God in us if we know him. And we have an opportunity this month to share the light of Jesus with those around us. We all have people in our sphere of influence, family, neighbors, co-workers. Stepping out of our comfort zone is uncomfortable. We don't like to do it, but consider Jesus, who left the glories of heaven, who stepped out of the most comfortable, to a plundered world because of love. If we know him, we too are called to step out of our comfortable and into love. You are the light of the world, ladies. Right here, I have a lamp. I'm going to turn it on. Maybe. There we go. I'm just going to move this. We have a lamp here, and everything in its sphere is touched by the light. It's shining brightly. But what if I take a basket and I put it over top? The light is still there, but it's not easily seen. It's hidden. But if I take the basket off, the light shines to everything around it in its sphere of influence. You can turn the lights back up a little so I can see. You are the light of the world. It tells us in Matthew 5, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Ladies, we have an incredible privilege as women of faith to reflect the light of God to our world. Just as the moon has no light of its own, and the moon gets its light from the sun and reflects it to the earth, in the same way, we have no light of our own. We're not good people in and of ourselves. But those who know Jesus have the light of Jesus to reflect to those around us. When we follow Jesus, we have many precious promises. John 8:12 says that those who follow Jesus will never walk in darkness. We have the assurance, and we can have the assurance that we will spend eternity with God. Also, as those who are filled with the light of God through the renewal of the Holy Spirit, we will not walk in darkness, habitually living in the ways of rebellion and sin, but walk in the light of God, staying close to the light of the world, the Lord Jesus. Maybe you are a Christian today, and you've walked in the light of God, but you're walking through difficult circumstances, and life seems dark right now. That's a difficult place to be, And sometimes you don't feel like you have anything left to give. No light to shine right now. I've been there as well. My encouragement to you is to draw near to God. He is there. He will light your path. Your circumstances may not change right away, or maybe even at all. But he will light your way. He will comfort you. He will help you. He will restore your broken places and lift you to a place of hope. He can bring light into the circumstances of your life that feel dark. We all go through hard things. We all lose our footing at times. Me too. I'm human. I have struggles, fears, battles, temptations, frustrations. This journey of life is not an easy path. And becoming a follower of Jesus after we receive him as Lord doesn't necessarily mean that our situation or our circumstances are miraculously going to change. But what can change is God shining his light into our hearts so that we can see from a view of hope. We can carry the knowledge that we are secure in him. We can walk through life's trials, the ups, the downs, the disappointments, and the I don't understand this parts of life, and know that God is with us. Emmanuel means God with us, the promised one who will never leave, never let go. He will hold us through everything we face in life. Emmanuel, God with us. Please join me in watching a video called The Night Song, and then I will close. Ladies, I want to encourage you to spend time in fellowship with the Lord in the next weeks leading up to Christmas. Let the Lord renew in you a joy in the knowledge of the truth, that he has shone his light on you. He has filled you, and spend time in worship. Ask him how he wants you to shine your light to those around you. Don't hide it. You serve a king who, yes, came as a baby, but he isn't a baby anymore. He is a conquering king who shattered the power of sin and darkness for all who will come to him by faith. He will be all you need as you walk your road. Let his word be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path in the coming days and weeks and into the new year, 2024. The Lord bless you. Thank you.